Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Let down the intercessory net.
Enuti asa una ye odiman paye no. Jemu fegu epunu mu.
That is our subject today.
We
are still exploring the subject of kingdom prayer. Luke chapter 5, verse 4.
Look at Sempa eti enum chichemu enai.
Jesus said,
Na Yesu ka se,
two things to Simon Peter.
Oka nyama mienu etre Simon Petro.
He said to him, launch out into the deep.
Na oka tre Petro se, sane kwa.
And let down your nets for a catch.
So our
focus is on the second part of Jesus' instructions, let down your nets for a catch.
The nets
refers to the kingdom system.
More
specifically, kingdom prayer. Jesus taught seven types of kingdom prayer when he taught the Lord's Prayer. When Jesus taught in the Lord's Prayer that we should pray, thy kingdom come, he was teaching us about intercessory prayer.
Na sadia Yesu kire yan paibom se na hinie mra no na okire yan sa odiman paye no.
I want us to note in our passage Luke 5:4. Jesus said they should let down the nets, plural. He was referring to the seven types of prayer. So understand the sea as life. And the net as the extension of our hands into the sea that enables us to get the supplies he has already provided. Now, I want you to understand that Jesus did not say that they should cast the net. He didn't say they should throw the net. He said they should let down the net.
Wow. You
see, there is a difference because throwing the net means that you are using effort.
Wow. Now, I say so. I say, "Omun to asauna." Na na no, omu di omu omu huwa di nebe to asaunu.
And that belongs to religious praying.
Now, we jahoma when you panti asiasum.
In religious praying, you use a lot of your efforts, your own efforts.
Now, when you panti asiampa ibomu, no wa wa huwa di na wudi ejuma.
But when he said, I let down the net, when you are letting the net down, it is as if his emphasis is not on the throwing, but it's on just letting the net go by itself. You know, that one is almost like effortless. You just drop it, and then the net will spread in the ocean.
What a deep revelation. Or say, when you Christ, when you say, Omon to Aseunu, Nemo de Okan Yani say, Omon jai Aseunu, Ngumenu Che say, Omon forma huwa de nyavi, Nyeyi Aseunbe jai Aseunu dia tu epunumu, Na Aseuna ben nanti nanti epunu suwa kwa kofa bebi ya wose efenye na.
Wow. When the Lord's presence is with you, effort is set aside.
So when you kupa waka wuhua, Wubre ejuma, wufa nyashi.
You see it from your own works.
Wanka sa wubre mwejuma, wufa nyashi biyo.
And you see an enablement that comes to you. When you are praying. So letting down the net refers to kingdom praying. Which is effortless. Because you are enabled by the Holy Spirit who lives in you.
Hallelujah.
If you look at the book of Matthew chapter 11. There is a statement that Jesus made which is highly misunderstood.
Na Yesu kan sem bia yente ase kra.
Matthew chapter 11 verse 11.
Matthew asempa ti du ba ku chiche mu du ba ku nara.
Jesus Christ is testifying of John the Baptist.
Na na Yesu akasa efa Johannes suboni no ho.
Now in verse 12.
Na o kin kan du mi enu na.
He is describing something which is very important na, for our understanding of kingdom prayer, which is effortless praying.
Na na o chee bibia fa onyankopon ahinie mpa ebo nu a won fa wa ho den enye.
In verse 12 he says, and from the days of John the Baptist until now.
Na wa see efri Johannes uboni ne bresu ebesi enei.
Please underline until now.
Cha besi enei.
When Jesus Christ said until now,
amra Yesu ka se besi enei,
he was referring to the time that he was making his statement.
Na na oka edie sisu se samre na na oka sa asem ni besi samre no.
He was not referring to right now.
Na na onka sa mfa ene esume hu.
As you are hearing this teaching.
Wo bra wutie san chrechre.
He said that from the days of John the Baptist until the time that he was speaking.
Wo say fiti Johannes uboni abresu besi samre na oka sa no.
There is a way that the kingdom system was practiced.
Na na kwa bi wo ho no onyankopo ahenie no na yefa so eye no.
Because John the Baptist began to teach the kingdom of God.
Na Johannes uboni no so ase se okyekyere ahenie no ho nsem.
And when Jesus Christ came upon the scene, he also started to teach the kingdom of God.
Emra Christo bas bae no so no so ase se okyekyere.
It was the same message, but he was inferring that the practice is different.
Na na yas asem kora na na mo mekwan ya fa so ya di yesa ahine ne nyoma no na Yesu kire se nsunsune wo.
Now during the time of John the Baptist.
Na we see e wo Johannes uboni na bresu no.
Until the time that he came.
Be si samre na wono ba ye.
And he was making this statement.
Na okasa asemi.
People violently took the kingdom of God.
Na wa say enipa de ahopepre ne anebre na na agi ahene no.
But now that he has come.
Na afia onu Christo waba no.
All the violence that the kingdom of God suffers, all of the efforts that humans made in order to access things from the kingdom had come to an end.
Hallelujah. Ni kire mu ne se be si Johannes boni abreso no na ye de anibre na ye de pri onyankopon hene nu mu niema na be si e na onu Christo wa ba na ndio ma sesa afi enya pri apri biem. Wow.
You know, up to now people use the scripture, yes, and then they say that, well, let us pray hard, let us pray the kingdom of heaven is suffering violent, and then they will say stand up. I mean, you see a lot of efforts on your part.
Now I say sa same went here na aso fo nya cheche fo bebre se sa Johanne abreso na ho prepare na be ho abesi ne ani ti edu bebia wo bompa o se sori na bompa yedene ani ti wase tenase e sori gina ho ha ani breso na yede kwaje onyankopo ahene no.
But Jesus is saying that thing is over.
Na so Yesu ka chere se sa ho prepare kwan na twam.
Effortless praying was ushered in by Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah. Enti empire wo branka ho na Christo beda na di chere yen.
But you see, the problem is that we don't like the way he has simplified how we can do the kingdom arrangement.
Yes, super. Yeah, niya bre bom pa yadi aoba ya usi yenya niya kono boko yantekra.
Yeah, that is the issue.
Asama wohonono.
We like our own efforts. When we put in our own efforts, we feel that by our own efforts, God has heard it.
Na ya na ine pene say yadi yahu adim beshem. Say yahu say yahu adim woman yahu say wenyami afedi awate.
But your effort is not needed. We need the effort. Hallelujah. Of the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
What is the Hallelujah. Difference in the kingdom practice of prayer during John the Baptist's time and then the kingdom practice of prayer during Jesus' time?
Na ya bisani se Johannes uboni na breso no ekwan be na fa so bom paye na Christo ba ya no so kwan be na fa so bom paye.
The difference is Jesus.
Na ni so sunu ya ni Christo. Hallelujah.
Listen very carefully to me. The difference is the presence of Jesus.
En so sunu ya dem ya Christo awaka ya ho.
The presence of Jesus takes away efforts throwing the net. He says, let it down.
Na se Yesu oba mu a, o se manfa wa ho di engu asawu no. O se wuda ba bi a wo na jemu gu ensuo no. Thank you.
Because the main difference between John the Baptist and Jesus is the fact that Jesus is the king of the kingdom that he was teaching, And so the kingdom had come very close, and he had made things very easy for us. Look at John chapter 3.
Na nsusue wo mu ni se na Yesu na wo ya ahenie no mo hen no wa ba enti sa ahenie na ben wa ehia sa bodi wa ho odin kutukutu ebeje ahenie no mo ni o ma.
In John chapter 3 verse 30,
Yohana sempatimian sa chichemu aduasan,
you see where the Holy Spirit is giving out without measure to Jesus Christ, unlike John the Baptist.
Na wo wo emra na mi susu kronkron no ya de ma susukuru wa bi anka ho a enti se Yohane suboni na breso.
That is the difference, ladies and gentlemen, in the dynamics, in the practice of intercessory prayer
now
between John the Baptist's time and Jesus's time.
Now when ni ansosodi a edam e wo Yohane suboni na breso ani Yesu abreso.
So in John chapter 3 verse 30,
Yohane asempati miensa chichemu aduasa,
John the Baptist says that Jesus must increase, but I must decrease.
And it's Johannes Ubonini say, I was saying, yes, to adore, na me baform.
Verse 34, he whom God has sent, referring to Jesus,
was saying, yeah, when you're going to come out, you're Christ, no,
speaks the words of God.
Okay, when you're going to come out,
for God does not give the Spirit by measure. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
The difference between John the Baptist and Jesus is the presence of the Spirit without measure.
Because
of that, in kingdom intercessory prayer, we don't refer to Matthew chapter 11, verse 12.
Na yankenkan anko ya chinko matu asempati du bako wa bra wodi anho prepare ni anho de na edi akon wa hene enu.
We refer to the work of the Holy Spirit who has come with us.
Hallelujah. Ya di yaneti wa Yakobon so sonkonkon na juma wa ba wa ye wa yentem.
That makes you let down the net.
Na no na be makwan a wo be gai asaw no egum won to.
He takes charge of everything.
Na onu na wo be hwe hallelujah. Wo be hwe ma bibia atodi.
I say he takes charge of everything.
Wo be jina mu ama bibia ra ayedi.
Romans chapter 8 verse 26.
Romans fangumati enwatwe chichemwa dionunsia.
I'm trying to teach us the role of the Holy Spirit in your intercessory prayer.
Me pese wo ho onyakopon sunsun kronkron na kwan ya na adwuma odi e wo odi mapa ya wo bonu.
Not your works or your efforts.
Enya wo ho odi anania wo ni ma wo de ye.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Romans chapter 8 verse 26.
Romans fangumati enwatwechemwa dionunsia.
The Bible says that likewise the Spirit helped our infirmities.
Wo se sara nsun na sunsun no bo ya
because we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. Ladies and gentlemen, the weaknesses that we have is that we don't know what we should pray for when we are making intercession. Now, if you don't know what to pray for, you put in a lot of efforts. Because you don't know where you are going. You use your own mind, you use your own strength and all that. So that you will feel powerful and strong. Because I rose up and prayed, then it means that it is more powerful. The Bible says that, but the Spirit Himself makes intercessions for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. It doesn't mean that the Holy Spirit is praying for you. It means that the Holy Spirit is helping your human spirit to be able to make intercessions.
Hallelujah.
So that His work will take over your weaknesses and not your efforts trying to help your weaknesses.
Ama ono onyamisu sunkronkron no ebe se woni pasusum no so ama wa ho odin nyahwe na ma ono na ho odin ene be yama.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
I want to tell you that you need to rely upon the Holy Spirit in kingdom intercessory prayer and not your own understanding. What people do is this. They say the Bible says that we should pray. So they start to pray. Intercessory
prayers.
But I want to teach us to understand that in fulfilling that scripture that we should pray for others, you must rely upon the leading of the Holy Spirit. Don't be an expert at prayer. Whether you are leading the prayer or you are praying yourself, rely upon the leading of the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
We will get fruits.
Say yebenya eduaba na ndore.
The Holy Spirit in us energize us and strengthen us and direct us to pray.
Na yebenya emfaso bebre. Say yemakwa masusu nkonkon ma ya hoden na wo kyeren ade aya ma hompa ya ne ya adefaso bebre bebre ye.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Hallelujah.
Praise the living
Wonderful.
God.
So that is the dynamic of intercessory prayer.
And it is
in kingdom intercessory prayer, you are not just praying for somebody else. You are praying that the kingdom will come.
Hallelujah.
When Jesus said, "Thy kingdom come," He was teaching us the main feature of kingdom intercessory prayer. That it should be prayers that brings the kingdom of God. All others are religious intercessory prayers. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
I want you to understand that if we should pray, "Thy kingdom come," then we should pray for the revelation of the King. The King is Jesus.
Now, he no only Christo.
When he is manifest or revealed, then the kingdom comes. If he is not revealed, the kingdom has not come. The king moves with his kingdom. When it comes into your heart, the kingdom of God is within you. When he comes into a society, or we take him to a society, the kingdom of God has come there. It is when he is revealed that the kingdom comes.
Hallelujah. So
finally, when he is going to split the clouds of glory to come back in the second coming, then his kingdom will fully be established on earth because he has been revealed. But before then, as long as he is within us, he wants to reveal himself. I said he wants to reveal himself. And when he is revealed, then his kingdom has come. I want to encourage the whole church of the Lord to pray for the revealing of Jesus. Revealing of Jesus to the church. Revealing of Jesus to unbelievers. Because when he is revealed, the kingdom will come. And we would have succeeded in our intercessory prayer. If Jesus is not revealed, we have not done kingdom intercessory prayer. Kingdom intercessory prayer is seen in the revelation of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
So in the book of Revelations, which is about revealing Jesus, the Bible says that the spirit who helps our infirmity, and the bride, these two are praying. that come, Lord Jesus.
Say,
let the person who hear also join the
chorus.
The Holy Ghost who is helping us in effortless intercessory prayer for the kingdom to be revealed, for Jesus to be revealed, says that, come, I am praying, come. And then the church is also to join and to say, come, be revealed, Lord Jesus.
Now, when you are going to say, or that Christ who did it, or not, you can't walk down my head, when you are na sara na sore no so a oya na yifro ne famu bi so e ka se erade bra e na wo so wo susu wo kwa ka ho na ye bom pa ye se erade sane bra.
Romans chapter 14 verse 17.
Roman for nguma tidu na chichemu.
That is the scripture we are going to end in. What is the kingdom of God that we should pray for that it
na onyakopon hene na wo se ye bom pa ye se ba ne ne den.
He is breaking it down into three components for us.
Na o chichemu mi ansa dia maye.
The first one is righteousness.
Ye de kan wo se trene.
The second one is peace.
Ne to so bi on ye asumdie.
The third one is joy in the Holy Ghost.
Ne to so mi
when we should do kingdom intercessory prayer, when we should launch out the net of intercessory prayer, then we should pray for righteousness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To be revealed. I said we should pray for righteousness to be revealed. Righteousness and the kingdom of God goes together. What God joins together, nobody should separate it. This righteousness is the righteousness that we get by Jesus taking our sins,
yeah,
and he being made unto us the righteousness of God.
Na sa trini ya ye kan e ye Christ wa baba be ye nsia na mu amaye wa fa ye ye fi nko e na wa de ono ne trini na maye a ye hu ne trini no e woni mu.
So ladies and gentlemen, God is calling the church.
Ani ti wanyame e fra asori no.
In kingdom intercessory prayer.
Wa ahini ni odi man pa ye.
To pray that the performance of Jesus on the cross will be revealed.
Se be ya ni Christ be ya wa se ni anu su ye be da na di atre.
Revealed to you as a believer.
Se obe da na di di atre wo se wa gidi ni.
You understand kingdom righteousness.
Ama wa tumi a
and you believe in kingdom righteousness. Because that's for the practice of right and wrong. Every human being knows it. God has written something in their hearts in the new covenant. So they know instinctively that they should do the right thing. The problem is that they can't do it. That is why we don't go preaching morality. We go and we preach the performance of Jesus on the cross. But it's so deep that it takes the Holy Spirit for people, Christians, to even understand. That's righteousness I'm talking about. There are many choruses. Do the right thing, do the right thing, do the right thing. There can't be righteousness before God if we don't believe and have a revelation of Jesus' work on the cross. So you must pray that, Lord God, reveal the performance of Jesus on the cross to believers, to the church, and then to unbelievers. In the practice of kingdom intercessory prayer, we need to pray for the revelation of peace. This is not normal peace. This is Jesus' peace. This is kingdom peace. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you look at the Greek word that is translated peace, it is the word irene.
Irene.
Irene has an implication of prosperity. The Hebrew version is shalom.
Now, over Hebrew, ma shalom.
That is not just talking about basic peace that we understand, peace But it goes beyond that to well-being, prosperity, you being integrated, you being joined, you being whole in every aspect of your life.
Hallelujah. Sa sumbia ya ni mi asumbia. Obi ma mekan wundi obi ka, wundi obi ani aseme no asumbia ni enimo. Nenya no na yeka. Sa yeka shalom na, e ya sumbia wunya wa wadwini mu apom din mu ye die mu. Bibi bia ya fa wo bia wo asumbia wo enam nim dia wo wo Kristo mu.
That is a prayer that is in 3 John 2.
Now, why empire war, Johanne, Timian Samuel?
If you go to 3 John 2 from the New King James Version of the Bible.
Now, sir, what's your every King James woman for front one?
The Bible says it this way.
Bible, no can was our coins.
Beloved,
I say, me
pray.
Me bomb pious say. Me bomb pious say.
I pray.
Me bomb pious
say. That you may prosper in all things.
Say, Adianina, Muno, and see we here.
Please underline in all things.
I say, Chasia, was here, Adianina.
And be in health.
Now when you are upon dinner,
just as your soul prospers.
Say be ye wo kra su ebe ye ye.
What is more holistic than prospering in all things?
Na ade ambio na ye mu die sense wo be die ye wa die nyinaa mu.
Think about all the aspects of your life.
She wan kasa wa bra gba kwa nyinaa mu.
God wants you to prosper in every area.
Onya me pesa wo die ye wa kwa nyinaa mu.
In your finances, he wants us to pray we prosper.
Na wo wo sika sam na pesa wo die ye ai
sisi. In our marriages, he wants us to pray we prosper.
Na wo ya wa ya mu so pesa ye die ye die bo
pa ye. In every aspect of our life, we must prosper.
Now,
this is my prayer topic for you.
I said, when the empire may bomb out,
look at the nature of the prayer topic.
Champire now, where yes, was a war bono.
It is a total thing.
I am pie a democrat.
You prosper in your body also.
I said, well, we need pediamon subedi year.
You prosper in your health.
Now, our pomo di ubedi, I receive.
And then you prosper in your mind.
Now, I dream subedi.
Of course, you are born again already.
I want to say, when you are for
so your spirit is born again.
And it will.
But look at it. He says that I am still interceding for you. That you will be saved to the uttermost. That your body will come and join. That your mind will come and join. Your will and desires will come and join. Your emotions will join the prosperity. Your body will join the prosperity. God says that my heart for you above anything I want for you. Is that you will have kingdom prosperity. Because that is a sign of the kingdom of God. That is irene. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Total prosperity. These are things you need to pray for. As you pray for your finances, you must pray that your mind will also have some bright ideas.
I receive it. I was so bomb by a rather mama junior sunya can be and no mafu from
you. You must pray that your body will be strong to implement the ideas in your mind.
Hallelujah. And Bible be on the side rather mammy upon Mudini and my junior papa now with the mammy mini pedia to me.
The kingdom comes.
Now, it's not quite never my opinion.
It's a total thing, ladies and gentlemen. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
This is the second meaning of kingdom intercessory prayer. It brings the kingdom.
Now where you need to sum your noa efa ahinian modiman paya ema ahinian sani.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The final thing I want to talk to you.
The church ambassador me no kani
is back to Romans chapter 14 verse 17. Joy in the Holy Ghost. Wonderful. When Jesus is around,
say yes, wa unchaya.
He comes with his joy.
What do you want to any gene ever?
God has a joy. Why do we need the joy? Because we live in a fallen world. And no matter how righteous you are, if you don't have the joy of the Lord, you will not be happy in this life. You will feel like, Lord, on the basis of my unhappiness, let's go home. We are not going home on the basis of our unhappiness. It's not a selfish thing. We are going home because God is calling you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
In the meantime,
the
solution of God
for
letting believers stay on earth and see all the corruption in our society and even sometimes make righteous efforts which are misinterpreted.
I do baby power to nini ni esa wa ya de papa and so esa sa baby a say ti papa no kwa we
and sometimes even bad things happen to righteous people.
Na do baby a enyo ma bone atu ni papa papa.
It is not because righteousness is not good.
And no chesa treni ye enye.
It is only because you the righteous one you are in a fallen world.
Na the woman say we na we ya treni ni na we ase na wo mu no ahwe ase
na. You are in a world where there is unrighteousness.
Wo we ase a
we are looking forward to a new heaven and a new earth.
Now your choice say you benya osoro foforo ni asase foforo.
Says wherein dwelleth righteousness.
Wa say honu mo na trene ye etna.
Now righteousness is not dwelling here.
Now I had the trene ye eniha.
But the righteous is dwelling here. How can the righteous survive as a sheep in the midst of wolves?
It is
when they have joy, the joy of the Holy Ghost. It's a certain comfort that comes from the heavenly kingdom.
That
makes you know that in spite of the fact that
Hallelujah.
God has not answered this prayer,
Hallelujah.
In spite of the fact
in
that
spite.
You have a challenge in your health,
yes.
You have a challenge in your family,
yes.
You have a challenge with your child,
yes.
And all that. Yes, still,
yes,
God
still.
Sustains your infirmity.
Hallelujah.
Because in your spirit, he puts his joy.
Hallelujah. Now, the man who said,
I will say, we must pray that it will increase and it will be revealed.
Now your Bible says, "Ebeda ebeye bebre." Now your Bible tells us what happened.
Now the world will see it.
Say, "Ebeye yasibehu."
Now these people, they have challenges.
Say, "When mama was how dear?"
These people, they are being persecuted.
I want say, "Yatata wamu dear."
But there is something about them.
Now subibe wawa wamu.
It doesn't come from humanity.
Enya nipa na diama wamu.
It comes from divinity.
Enya wosuru na diama wamu.
It comes from the heavenly kingdom above.
Osuru hiri na diama wamu.
There is no joy in eating jollof. It is not joy in having cars. That joy is there. I'm not saying don't be happy that God has blessed you with a new car. But your joy should be elevated. One time Jesus rebuked his apostles, is it the 70? And he was telling them that the basis of your joy is not correct.
Now maybe Yesu can assure for your son and say,
he shifted the attention from the earth to say that your joy must be in the fact that your names are in the heaven.
Hallelujah.
Let your joy come from the heavenly kingdom. He
was
saying.
That
is joy in the Holy Spirit. And this is the joy that brings you strength.
Now where you any dia e dia ho den ebrew.
It isn't your happiness because you have got a visa that is your strength spiritually.
Merci. O see, remember when you jam ba say tayade stamp above visa mu say to kwan enu ni wani je da bi da bi da bi.
Church of the Lord.
When yakopon sorry.
Let our focus go to the heavenly kingdom.
Mama ye ni ade asi ye ni so nyina enko yakopon ahini enu.
Whatever is in the world is in the Holy Spirit.
Ade biara e wo wiase mu na wanyame susun konkon mu kan.
Let us not replace the kingdom one with a religious one.
Mama ma yemfa ahini de anko kwese wonipa ente asie ne nhyehye yemu.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
So in kingdom intercessory prayer.
And it wa ahini no modima paye no.
Which I said means that you are praying that the kingdom will come.
Ah, ni dia ne sa wo bom paye se onyakopo ahini no besane.
Which is praying that Jesus is revealed. Let's end it in the next verse, verse 18.
Yanko du nwatwe ne.
So three things that comprises kingdom intercessory prayer.
And your mommy said, "Jina homa ahini anu modiman paye."
Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost.
Treneye asumbie ni anijo ewo onyamisu sunkunku.
Look, we are ending. He says that for he who serves Christ in these things.
Wase ni awo sum Christo wasanyo mai mono.
Hey, look at it.
Treneye.
We can serve Christ in three areas.
Wase ebetu mi asum Christo wanyo mami ansemu.
Honor the revelation of Jesus in three key areas.
Na sa Christo ne di semni ebetu mi edini ni wo ekwanya huro mi ansasu.
Righteousness, peace, and joy.
He's
telling the church, serve God in righteousness, in peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Because if you serve the revelation of Jesus in these three areas,
say would that when Christo Neddy, I was on your mommy and same one.
You are acceptable to God.
And you're not on your coupon what you want to.
And you are approved by man.
Now any person ever you want to.
Underline acceptable to God.
Underline
approved by man.
That
sounds to me that spiritually you are strong.
And then
secularly you are strong.
That
sounds to me that you are a priest unto God.
Now
and you are a king unto God.
Now
that sounds to me that you have power with God.
Now
and as a prince or a king in life, you have power with men.
Now
we have work to do. The Holy Ghost will help us. Because under Jesus we have him without measure.
Hallelujah. Now Christ
going to help us effortlessly.
We'll
let it down.
It
will go down by yourself and bring all that we desire.
The
kingdom of God that Jesus said after he taught the prayer of kingdom worship. He taught the second net that Peter should let down
Petro,
into the deep. That is a prayer of kingdom intercessory. You came from
heaven to earth. I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.